midfielder Ben West Columbus this match.
Well, you know, we're going to have to obviously go back and figure out what the common theme was, but there's a few things that we could probably point to. I mean, there was some long throws down the field where they got behind us, and there was some runs that split that weren't fit correctly, and so there was more than just one thing. You know, there was a missed tackle on the pull there that Gabriel pulled, and that was a big play in the game. So I don't think it was just one thing, but we got to play better. Yeah, that's it. And I mean, we hammer it home. We drill the heck out of it, and we talk about take care of the football, and to have the ball, turn the ball over right there and giving it to him in plus territory. That was a huge play in the game, and then. We worked hard this week actually on, returning the ball after a penalty on the 50-yard line. We knew they were going to do something like that, and they hit it right into Caleb, and so that was well designed by them. But that one hurt. But we kept fighting, we kept hanging in there, and after all that, it was they were winning by one at halftime, so we felt like we'd come out and play if we just got lined up. And communicated well and fit the runs better and kind of went back and forth, but couldn't quite get the stops we needed them to, and didn't finish it. And again, we talk about leaving no doubt and not coming down to one play, and that's what happened in this game. And so we can sit here and look at one play here, one play there, or complain about a call, but we're not going to do that. We're going to own it, and we got to get it fixed.
Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch.
Yeah, Ryan, you said they hit you deep on some fast.
Yeah. I mean, we got to look at it all. I mean, and the ball got by us twice like that, over the top, and something that we preach a lot is X plays and keeping it in front and making them work the ball down the field, and it didn't happen in this game. So it starts with coaching, and we got to coach it better, demand it better, and drill it better in practice.
Pat Murphy, 24/7 Sports.
Address the issues. I say it all the time. The issues are there, and those issues came up in this game, and we got to get those things fixed. So we're gonna have to sit on this thing for a week and get them addressed. And the injury to Josh Simmons hurt. That was and Zen did a good job of coming in and competing, and Tegra went down a little bit there, and so Austin had to go in. So I thought those guys competed. I have to get the update on Simmons, but it doesn't look great in terms of him being able to come back this season. So that's a big hit for us. But I thought those guys came in and competed in the game. So we'll have to get all that identified, figure out exactly what happened to Will Kaczmarek, and go back to work next week.
Austin Moore, the podcast.
You hate to point fingers, and so I'm not going to do that. I mean, this was a team loss, and the offense had a chance to go in and finish it off at the end, and it didn't happen. I felt like we were in field goal range there, and we wanted to keep adding to the field goal, because if you do, every time you add 5 yards, it increases it. You take a brutal penalty like that pushes you back. It's heartbreaking, but that's football. And, so the offense had a chance to go win the game at the end.
Tim May, Lutheran Road. Yeah, Brad, what is still the team afterwards? There'll be another day. And then number two, the noise here is real, right? I mean, how do you think you guys handle
it? I mean, again, when you go on the road, you're going to play in great environments. This was a good environment tonight. And, we had a couple penalties in there. Some of the young guys, some false starts there that hurt. That's ultimately, things that we can't accept. We got to do a better job of that. Um, but you know, I thought guys kept fighting and they kept swinging, and even down to the 1 yard line at the end, I thought the defense got a, you know, a big stop there to give the offense a chance with 1:47. If they score that touchdown, it's a two-score game. You know, game's pretty much in hand there. So defense did get a stop there to give the offense a chance. And that's when it comes down to offense, defense, stats, all that, what's the number one thing? The number one thing is to win the game. And it didn't happen tonight. But in terms of message with the team, yeah, it's halfway through the season. This one's going to hurt. Does hurt. Should have won the game. Give Oregon credit. They played well, but you know, just too many things that we could have done better in this game that we didn't. And so got a lot of football ahead of us, and we got to get those things fixed.
Last question, Cameron T. Robinson, The Athletic.
Yeah, he's tough. He competed all the way to the end. I give him credit. And I mean, he was fighting all the way to the end. We were trying to get, you know, three guys into the boundary on the last play to get that ball completed. And somebody flashed in his face, and he scrambled, and, you know, he'll be hard on himself. But he was competing all the way to the end, made some big-time throws to give us a chance to be in field goal range, and threw a good ball to the one to Jeremiah. And then, you know, they said there was contact with Jeremiah. And then the next play, you know, on the wheel to Emeka, you know, there was contact there. But, again, you know, we're not going to go back and look at those things. It doesn't matter at this point. I mean, it shouldn't have come down to that. But I do like the way Will played. I thought he competed. I thought he was tough in the game.
Great, Coach. Thank you very much.